Hello, KDNK listeners. It's 2020, a new decade that is sure to bring us lots of growth and opportunities to learn the answers to our whys. So let's get started on one of my favorite life conversations, mind, body, and spirit. We've had episodes on our minds and mental health, and we'll continue to do so as the year evolves. But today, we're going to be talking about our bodies. Inside our bodies, outside our bodies, and yes, the ever-evolving topic of food. Our guest today is Dr. Greg Feinsinger, who many of you may know from other KDNK interviews, his articles in the local newspapers, as well as his family practice here in the Valley. Welcome, Dr. Feinsinger.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Thank you for being with us. Let's start off by telling our listeners about a new documentary called Game Changers. Last night I watched it and got even more excited and curious to chat about it with you. Can you tell us about the movie and your involvement with it?
Well, I learned nothing about nutrition in medical school, and it hasn't changed since then, unfortunately. I graduated in 1968, so that was a long time ago, but it really hasn't changed. The new students aren't learning about it either. I've always been interested in prevention as a family physician, and in 2003, I started a heart attack, stroke, and diabetes prevention center in Glenwood Medical, where I practiced for 42 years. Didn't know about nutrition, though, until about 10 years ago when a nurse practitioner suggested to my wife and me that we read a book called The China Study. And that led us to go on a plant-based whole foods, meaning on processed food diet with no salt, sugar, or oil, which science tells us is the healthiest diet. And so the Game Changers kind of addresses the protein issues. So when you tell somebody you're on a plant-based diet, they always ask, where do you get your protein?
Right.
Because the marketing by the beef and the dairy industries has been very effective, but it's also been very misleading and has led us to believe that we need way more protein than we really need or than is even good for us. And their marketing also implies that animal protein is the best kind of protein, and that's totally false. So first of all, you can get all the protein you need just by eating vegetables, especially legumes, but all vegetables have protein. And it turns out that plant protein is actually good for us, and animal protein is linked to many of the chronic diseases that Americans suffer from and die from. And for example, animal protein is really hard on your kidneys. It's acidic, and for other reasons, it's hard on your kidneys, where that isn't true with plant protein. So anyway, when people ask me that question, where do I get my protein, I say the same place that gorillas and elephants and horses get their protein. You know, they're big, strong animals that are totally plant-based.
So it's a matter of awareness. It's a matter of education. It's a matter of figuring out. You know, I have to assume that for the most part, the traditionally educated doctors, even today, are based on Western medicine. And do you think that we're moving into their education of food, curing the chronic disease, and allowing our aging process to progress with optimum health and well-being? You know, perhaps that's where it's going to start, other than the individual finding people like yourselves and reading books on it.
Well, things are slowly changing. For example, there's a new specialty called lifestyle medicine that they advocate a plant-based diet because that's what the science tells us we ought to be advocating. As a matter of fact, Pam McGrogan is a physician who used to practice at Grand River and now works for Valley View at their Silt Clinic, and she's boarded in both family practice and in lifestyle medicine. So I think physicians are finally maybe starting to get it a little bit, but not in medical school. I mean, usually after medical school. So what my wife and I are trying to do about this is that I went to my 50th medical school reunion in Denver about a year and a half ago, And we interacted with a graduating class of 2018, and all the students who I met, I said, did you learn anything about prevention or nutrition in medical school? The answer was always no. So I was complaining about this at a cocktail party before our class dinner, and somebody from the development committee overheard the conversation, and the upshot of this was that my wife and I have made an endowment to the University of Colorado Medical School, and it's matched by the dean, and it's to teach the students about prevention and nutrition.
Well, I think that is going to be the beginning of it, you know, because people are conditioned to go to their doctors when they don't feel well, and they trust that the advice that they're going to get. Now, are you your own self-advocate? That's what we're hoping for as time goes on and we evolve and we learn all of these things. Let me ask you a question that I'm curious about. Is a plant-based diet the same as vegan? Because have we moved on from the vegan word to the plant-based just in vocabulary?
Well, I try not to use the V words for a couple of reasons. One is that I think they carry certain negative connotations for some people. But the other thing is you can live on potato chips and Pepsi-Cola, and technically you're vegan, but it certainly is not a healthy diet.
Right. So plant-based is
so plant-based, I think, is much better. Plant-based whole foods, because I think it's very important that we include unprocessed foods with no salt, sugar, added oil. That's the diet that, for example, Dean Ornish proved 30 years ago that you could reverse heart disease with.
Well, it's interesting that you brought him up, because I've been a follower of Dr. Dean Ornish for some time. And recently, he and his wife did an interview with Oprah. They talked about his latest book, Undo It, which by all accounts is what we've been talking about here today, as well as the movie Game Changers. I mean, he goes on to talk about the scientific part of it, but he talked about it in a way just like Game Changers, in my opinion, does. We understand. You don't have to be a physician or a scientist to understand how food can cure some of our chronic diseases, how it can reverse. I mean, in the movie, and we'll get to how people can see the movie, but in the movie, this is not new. This goes back to the Roman Empire and the gladiators, that they literally were plant-based. They didn't
have a
name for it, but they were plant-based. Is that correct?
You're right, because that made them better fighters, you know, and enhanced their game, so to speak. And that's what the Game Changers is all about. So the Game Changers, to me, sort of totally dispels this myth, this false myth that we need animal protein to be strong and healthy.
Yeah, it's fascinating that the movie itself, Game Changers, is focusing on an athlete. It's focusing on their well-being and how and who they are. And for anybody that has a chance to take a look at it, it's Game Changers. We're going to announce it's going to be here in Carbondale. It's on Netflix. It's on several of the streaming services. So it's certainly worth watching with the whole family, as a matter of fact.
Sure.
It's kind of fun. It's looking like food can cure. Am I going off the deep end here when I say is it fair to say we are now in a food for health movement?
Absolutely. I mean, I hope we're in that kind of a movement. I don't know if I'd call it a movement yet, but I think it's starting to go in that direction, finally. You know, it isn't all about genetic engineering and things like that. I mean, there's so many things that we can do help our health with that are so simple, easy, and cheap, namely what we do three times a day, which is eat.
Well, what are you going to say to some very upset farmers and very upset naysayers that say if this movement gets to the point that we hope it does and people realize what a change in their habits could do, will it be putting cattle farmers out of business?
I think it may. But, you know, the other thing about plant-based nutrition is that if you were going to do one thing, you just choose one thing to have the most impact possible on the environment, including climate change, it would be to quit eating beef.
Beef.
Yes. Yeah, so not only is a plant-based diet better for us, it's also better for the planet. I mean, just for example, 70% of the deforestation in the Amazon is related to raising cattle. Either actually the cattle themselves or the raising food for cattle.
And what's your take on dairy?
Well, it's a plant product, and I think dairy is great if you're a baby cow. Yeah, that's what it's for. But we're the only species that drinks a different species' milk, right? Do you know of another one? There isn't.
I guess not, no.
And not only that, even a baby cow quits drinking milk, you know, after a few months.
So where did this come from, that as we were born we had to, well, we have mother's milk?
We have mother's milk, yeah, but that's the best thing an infant can drink or eat is the mother's milk, but right. It's specifically designed for human babies.
Right. It's not pasteurized.
I wouldn't give it to a baby cow.
No.
And it's interesting, you know, we're talking about protein here. Mother's milk, human milk, actually has the lowest amount of protein. It's less than 1% protein, and that's lower than any other mammalian milk.
Right. Well, let's talk about how you feel on the outside. Let's talk about what it can do for your skin and your aging process and just living with grace and lighter and more energetic. We have a fabulous baby boom generation that are still with us, still thriving. And are they also able to change over to maybe even once a week? No one's asking everybody to cold turkey this, but if you begin once a week, you may find you feel better. Is that correct?
Well, you know, you mentioned the book Undo It, which Dr. Ornish wrote with his wife, by the way.
Yes.
Because part of what his program involves stress reduction, and his wife is an expert in yoga and meditation and so forth. But the word undo it, or the title, refers to reversing lots of chronic diseases, heart disease, early prostate cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, just to name a few.
And he's proven it scientifically.
Absolutely.
At least that's what he says. He's proven it. President Clinton was a patient of his. He consults with him after
right.
his major heart problems and surgeries and so forth, and going plant-based. And he has literally, scientifically, biologically changed the dynamic of
yeah.
his one-time disease. The fact is we need to look into this. We need to be self-educated, and if somebody tells us that we have a chronic disease, there are alternatives now to look into perhaps changing it yourself by what you eat.
That's right. So, you know, medical training is still, it's all about procedures and pills.
Mm-hmm.
But it shouldn't be, because there's so many things that we can prevent and even diseases we can reverse with just what we eat.
Let's go back for a second. What about our skin, the biggest organ in our bodies? Does the skin have any benefits to a plant-based diet?
Yes. One of my favorite sources of information is Dr. Michael Greger, who has a wonderful website called nutritionfacts.org, and he wrote a book called How Not to Die. And his latest book that just came out last month is How Not to Diet. But anyway, he's very evidence-based, and he provides some information that acne is a diet-related disease, and that people, and it's related to the animal products and the oils and so forth in the American diet, not just the American diet, but also European diet and Western diet. So if you eat a total plant-based diet, you're much less apt to have acne, even if you're a teenager. And also, you have sort of a glow to your skin. And part of the reason is that if you're on a plant-based diet, you're going to be eating lots of carotenoids, which are antioxidants that kind of go into your skin. And they come from yellow and orange-colored vegetables, like carrots, for example. And so you actually have more resistance to sun exposure if you're on a plant-based diet because of that. You're actually less apt to get skin cancers, not necessarily melanoma, but basal cell and squamous cell cancers. And even you can even get rid of some precancerous lesions if you're on a plant-based diet.
Well, listeners, if you're curious at all, there's all kinds of information out there. If you have any one of the skin issues that Dr. Feinsinger talked about, or any of the chronic diabetes or heart or blood pressure, any of these things, it will be worth it just to look into all the options and see what they are for you. See if you enjoy it. The cooking and the plant-based diet is fun and you feel good. The movie itself, Game Changers, really focuses on the athlete. And I want to go on to say that we live in a community filled with active people. There is no age discrimination. We've got people skiing and boarding and cross country and so forth. And I think that if they also look into a plant-based diet, they may enjoy their sport just a little bit more with the stamina and the energy level that going that way would guide you in the proteins, right?
Correct. And the other thing is that a plant-based diet is anti-inflammatory, whereas a animal-based diet causes inflammation. So that's one of the reasons that athletes like to go on a plant-based diet, because they can train harder. You know, they don't get the muscle soreness, they recover faster. And I've certainly noticed that myself. I'm a runner and a Nordic skier and biker and so forth. And I used to get muscle soreness if I did something kind of hard, and I never do anymore. And I think it's because I'm plant-based, and also because I take turmeric every day, which has strong anti-inflammatory properties without the side effects you get from taking anti-inflammatories like Advil and so forth.
How do you take your turmeric?
I take a teaspoon a day, and a half of the teaspoon I put in tea. So that's my cooked turmeric, which is best for repair of DNA damage. Mm-hmm. And then the other half of the teaspoon I put in, I'm talking about the powder, which you can get in bulk like in Vitamin Cottage. Mm-hmm. So the other half of the teaspoon I put in just a little bit of water in a juice glass and stir it in. I add pepper to both of the halves of the teaspoon, because that increases the effectiveness by 1,000 times. And I just chug down the raw turmeric, which is best for anti-inflammation.
What's your take on CBD oil products?
I don't know a lot about it, but I don't think anybody does this thing.
They're hemp.
Oh, yeah. I think they're kind of a fad right now, and I don't think the science has been worked out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, doctor, where would you like the listeners to go to pique their curiosities, to learn more about our bodies and what it's capable of doing? The movie, websites, events. Can you enlighten us in that, where
sure.
they can go?
Well, I think this, the Game Changers, which is going to be shown in Carbondale on Monday evening, right? That would be a place to start, especially if you're an athlete or a wannabe athlete. I think a documentary called Forks Over Knives, which features Dr. Campbell, who was the lead scientist in the China study, and Dr. Esselstyn is the other doctor besides Dr. Warnish, who proved you can reverse heart disease. So Forks Over Knives refers to forks you eat with versus surgical knives. And that's a wonderful documentary. It's been out for several years, and you can get it on Netflix and YouTube. I recommend that to people. I think Dr. Greger's book, How Not to Die, is a wonderful book. So the first half of the book is about how not to die from different conditions, and then the second half is about what we should be eating every day and why. He's got his daily dozen. And how much of these things? I mean, we say you should eat legumes every day. Well, how many servings and what's in a serving?
Right.
So I think those are good places.
And I don't want to frighten people. I don't want people to think that they have to measure everything and they have to completely change their way of eating and now have to go to the grocery store and buy all kinds of beans and legumes and all of this stuff. There are all kinds of options to learn how to cook and to learn how to enjoy your food.
Right.
It's just meatless.
That's
and
right.
dairy-free.
That's right.
And that really is what it is. It's still
flavorful.
In Aspen,
they have Meatless Mondays, you know, which is a good idea, a good place to start.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer in the just go for it cold turkey approach, because then, and Dr. Ornish points this out in his book, Undo It, too, then you get the benefit of getting over your food addictions to salt, sugar, and fat, fat usually in the form of added oil. You get over those addictions in 10 to 14 days. Then you lose your taste for those things, and then it's easy.
We're going to have people come up with this question, because we've heard this since the time began. fish oils are great for your heart. Eating fish is the best protein. How do you answer to that when you just said, so these some of these recipes are, you know, don't have as much oil, when we've heard counter to that all of our lives, that oil is good, certain oils, of course, are good for us?
Well, you know, it's all about money, really. It's all about money. So people, you know, these oil, canola oil companies, coconut product companies and so forth, they're selling their product.
So it was marketing.
Yeah, it's marketing.
Hmm.
So oil. So first of all, remember this diet that Dr. Ornish is advocating, and I certainly do, is plant-based whole foods diet, meaning unprocessed food. So oil is processed. So a couple of olives on your salad is not a problem. It's a whole food, except for the salt in the olives because they're soaked in brine. But olive oil, you're getting 120 calories per tablespoon because it's a fat. And all fat has 120 calories per tablespoon, and you're getting very few to no nutrients. So that's one of the big problems with oil.
Well, we need marketing to counter that.
Yeah.
What would you use to cook? Dairy-free butter? Or?
No, you don't need oil to cook. For example, if you're sautéing vegetables, you can use just a nonstick pan and just turn the vegetables frequently on a low heat. You can use veggie broth, you can use water, you can use vinegar, you can use soy sauce. So a lot of options.
Well, like I said, we're talking mind, body, and spirit, and this is going to continue. It's a great conversation. I'm plant-based myself, have been for many, many years, and I cook, and I love it, and I enjoy it, and I feel great after a meal. I can definitely tell the difference when I have not eaten a home-cooked meal. Not that I didn't enjoy it, but I can tell the difference in my body. And so there's proof out there, and you can test yourselves. Before we end, I'm starting a new tradition here on Let's Talk. It's based on the very famous questionnaire from Marcel Proust. I think it'll be fun to tally up everyone's answers at the end of the year and prove just how similar and human we are. So if you don't mind, I have four questions for you.
Sure.
And the first couple of words that come to you would be the answer. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
What's your favorite Who's your favorite superhero?
Superhero? Well, for me, it would be Dr. Esselstyn.
There you go. What's your favorite animal?
My Portuguese water dog.
There you go. And what's your favorite word?
I guess love.
Love. That's a great word. That's a great word.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts, Doctor? Where can people reach you or a website?
So I don't practice anymore. I'm retired, but I do free consultations on Monday mornings by appointment. So 379-5718 is the way to reach me.
And Game Changers is going to be at the 3rd Street
Center
on Monday night at 4:30. You can go to, do you know where people can go to get tickets?
Actually, I think it's free. I think they're just asking for donations, as far as I know.
Okay, so everybody look that up.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody for joining us today on Let's Talk. Eat well, sleep well, move well, and of course, love well. Until next time, I'm Jill Rubin, and this is Let's Talk.